I guess this was the one of the reasons why I became an activist. In my early 20s, I used to go out all the time. So, and I've seen fights break out inside clubs and people shooting. So violence really was like second nature to me. I've seen it all the time. But this one particular time, it was on a Saturday night. I was out standing outside talking to some friends outside the club. And then two white Mercedes drove up and parked right in front of the club. One of the guys that got out the car and started talking to this other guy. And then I heard him say, "Give me your chain." And the dude said no, pushed him and started running. So the guy just, you know, he took a couple steps, pointed out a gun in front of everybody, and shot him a couple times in the back. So what he did, he walked to the guy, snatched the chain off his neck while he was laying there bleeding out. Then he walked back to the car, to the Mercedes, and they just stood there for about a couple minutes, just talking, while the dude was still bleeding out. So I ran over to the guy who got shot, you know, and we was trying to tell him, don't die, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then the guy finally got into the car. Some other people got out the car and blended in with the crowd, you know, because when the, you know, firefighters came, paramedics came, the police came and stuff like that, you know, I guess they wanted to see who's going to snitch. You know, it was just, you know, when I went home that night, you know, I went to sleep, I had a nightmare about it. You know, I didn't know it would affect me that way, you know, but it's very traumatic. And I've seen, you know, I got several stories. I've seen people get killed in front of me, more than one. So, you know, violence, gun violence is, like I said, second nature to me because I've seen people get shot in front of me. You know, we have to start protecting our own, basically. You know, the police can't do it by themselves. They need help. They need people like us in the community to take a stand against violence. I have something to bring to the table. And that caused me to come and do vigils or be that support person for families in their time of grieving. You know, supply them with resources, who to go to, who counseling and stuff like that. Because, you know, when a family gets struck by gun violence, it's very traumatic. It's very traumatic. Especially for mothers or parents who have to bury their own child. You know, when they hurt, I hurt. When it comes to stuff like that, I'm very sensitive and very protective of the families and who I help. And it's sad that we have to wait to this time in need for our community to come together. It's very sad that we have to do it only in those times, in tragic times. But, you know, I would say like this, at least we're there. You know, and it's, like I said, it's all about love, support from the community to help that family because, like I said, they go through so much. They're going through so much. Being an elected official is more than just passing policies and legislation. We have to take a stronger stance. We look for you as leadership, leaders in our community as the elected official. That means that sometimes a kind word or getting in front of the cameras to say, hey, I'm with the community. We need to do something about these guns or this violence in our city. We embrace that. We need that. We need more representation more than just passing policies. We need leadership. Don't just like, oh, we'll leave it up to the community activists. No, we need actual leaders that we can look up to. So we know who our alderman person is, who our elected official is. And we are proud to say that that's our elected official. They really care about us. Until you open up and speak out, we don't know. We feel that you don't care about us, and we don't really respect the title of that elected official because we never see them. Only times when it's time for election. The only way that we can start reducing the violence in our city and gun violence is that we got to leave our egos at the door, and that's just plain and simple. I'm willing to work with anybody and everybody, but as long as they put their egos at the door. It's too many I's and not enough we's. The movement is already defeated when you say, I did this, I did that. It is no more movement. It's all about that person. And then you're giving false hope to the people that you're serving because you're trying to feed your ego, not feeding them.